Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
No scrubs.
A scrub is a guy that thinks
also known as a buster.
There's no R in that, by the way.
Busta.
Yeah.
Like Busta Rhymes.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's just the suburban side of me that came out.
You know?
Yeah.
Lost your soul for a minute there.
A little bit, yeah. But I brought it back thanks to Fesco and Kling getting Eric Hosmer. I thought it was funny at the end of the interview. He goes, yeah, Bob's been trying to get my number for years, and he finally got it, so. There's probably no truth or no false statements in any of that. Bob is a nuisance, and when he goes on a hunt, he typically gets what he goes after. Big game hunter. I got Eric Hosmer. That was a great interview. For those of you that missed it, or those of you that saw it on social medias, that could download it and didn't really do it, but now you got to hear it. So for those of you that are joining us tonight, we appreciate that. Friday night, tomorrow night should be fun. Binkley at 6:30. Richard of the Week at 6:45. This week it's a good Richard of the Week. Theft is the tease. And all things Friday night, I'm excited for that. As we build you up for the weekend, we no longer have Sunday shows, so your boy can kind of get after it on a Saturday now. I kind of like that. Not that I will every Saturday, but there's a chance.
Getting a little wild, huh?
Yeah, you know, Saturdays, for football season, you got to be good. Like, a lot of people are like, you know, what do? You got to be up so early on Sunday. It's like, yeah, well.
You rally.
Yeah.
You
know?
You rally.
Sometimes. Sometimes I come in here at like 8:35 and Quentin's like, you all right? I'm like, fine. I'm good. Give me 5 minutes.
I'm here.
Let me just chug this coffee. Anyways, we do it every night at 8 o'clock. We do the Out of Left Field question. If you missed it earlier this week, the Royals had a new sponsorship. In fact, there's a jersey in Robin Carrington's office I just saw, and the patch is on there, the Quick Trip patch. The Out of Left Field question tonight that engages everybody at 8 o'clock, 913-586-7610. The Out of Left Field question is simply this. If you could have one thing, company, whatever it is, sponsor your life, what would it be? The other thing is you got to have it as a sponsorship. Like, you got to have it on your clothes every day, or it's got to be on your car, it's got to be in your house. One sponsorship for your life. What is it? 913-586-7610. The Out of Left Field question. One sponsorship, one sponsor for your life, just for you, the rest of your life. What is it? Julio Sanchez and Dusty Likens on the other side on After Hours. The Out of Left Field question on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
We'll get into it in just a second. The Out of Left Field question that we do every single...
I can see clearly now,
all right.
The rain is gone.
No doubt.
Feeling good.
Yep.
I can see all.
Great song. Feel good song. Today was just great, you know? That spring weather, lighter, longer, golf looming, clubs are no longer cold.
Said clothes there, you.
I know, I got a little.
Those are not optional.
Nope. Somebody said earlier, my first job was grounds maintenance at a golf course. The grounds crew took care of the golf course, and we got to play golf for free twice a month. Pretty cool job. Yeah, no kidding.
Twice a month?
Should be able to play free like
whenever
once a week.
You want, right?
Right. Yeah, a buddy of mine, his dad retired a few years back, and he'd sit on the patio. We'd, you know, hang out, have a few sodas. Like, yeah, I'm getting bored. It's like 6 months into it. I'm like, no, I feel that. I was like, I understand, you know, you do something your whole life, and then you just don't anymore. And I was like, why don't you go do like ground repair at like a golf course? I'm like, you're a senior citizen. I was like, you could take a little, you know, medicinal stuff with you, take the cart around. Go fix divots, go reposition pins, do what they need you to do. I guarantee you get free golf.
You know what's got to be low-key the best job on a golf course? The beer cart girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, except there's a bunch of, like, bros that, like, try to be that guy around them.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But
and that's
I'm
gotta
sure
be annoying
you get a bunch
women.
Of fat tips. I'm
oh,
sure
I'm sure. But is it tips. Worth it to have, like, Randy be like, hey, you want to see a cool drive?
you know, because girls put them hate in their that. Place. You know,
chicks
you put them
that.
In their place.
That's chicks fine. Don't like the guy that's like trying to be a show. Yeah, no.
You know?
It's 8 o'clock, left field question time. Give it to me, Julio. We do it every night at 8 o'clock. We engage with the audience of Kansas City. We love to do it. We like to bring the audience together with the out of left field question. It doesn't always have to be sports. It can just be fun. You'll find out who people are with their responses. Tonight's question is teaming up with what the Royals did as they partnered with Quick Trip. Got a patch on the sleeve. QT, proud of that. Love me some Quick Trip. Love me some Quick Trip. God, I love Quick Trip, man. I sometimes go in there and just get a thing of fruit and the hot pickles.
Man, I love a good hot pickle.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Mm. I love pickles.
Underrated snack.
One time I got a pickle at Jimmy John's in college, and I didn't know it was like the whole big ass thing. Some guy pulled up next to me at a red light, looked over at me, and I was just detailing this pickle.
That whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude. I was like, hey, how you doing?
Full mouth game.
I'm getting down on this thing, and you're a witness. And I got a pretty big mouth. I'm
sure he felt dirty after that.
I did. I felt like he needed to give me his number and contacts.
Getting a little too far, Dusty.
All right.
A little too far.
But tonight is, if you could have one thing, one business, whatever, sponsor your life, what would it be? And I don't want to hear you say Quick Trip because I would have free gas. That's a cop-out. You know what? Do whatever you want. It's your world. Do you, boo. 913-586-7610. If you could have one company sponsor you for the rest of your life, who is it and why? Julio, you know the deal. You can accept or defer on the coin toss.
I'm gonna pull a San Francisco 49ers here, and I'm gonna accept.
In overtime.
Okay. That's right.
Go ahead.
So put some thought into this.
I get an extra down? Even if you score a touchdown, I get a chance to win the game?
We both get four downs, but
weird how we do that. Kyle Shanahan didn't.
Yeah, you know.
Anyways.
Common sense isn't common for everyone.
Nope.
So I did put some thought into this, and this is a little bit shallow, but I'm thinking I want some type of car sponsorship.
Like Mercedes? Like
Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche. I'm talking high class.
Mm.
I mean, you get one of those bad boys for free.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble.
You could, but it's not your car, you know?
You got to take that thing all the way up north where you live.
You run into hard times.
You'd be home in 20 minutes.
You know, I mean, just I think I'd do a car sponsorship.
That's not bad. That's not bad. What would be the one? Lamborghini?
I'd have to go Lamborghini.
Is Lamborghini like its own company? Like it's just Lamborghini? That's not a name of a car. I just don't know a lot about cars.
It's a brand, yes.
Okay.
It's a brand in itself, yeah. Or okay. Ferrari. I'd go Ferrari too. Mm. Maybe Porsche. Something like that. I mean, if you wanted to maybe do... I mean, they have different models, but if you want to do like a Toyota or a Lexus, then you can get a car or SUV. You can kind of spread out the love a little bit, you know? Have a couple different choices. I'll take that.
You have like a Subaru XL with all the fixings?
You know?
Yeah.
WRX action?
Yeah. That's not a bad one. Man, my heart and soul says Titleist. It really does.
Titleist?
Clothing, golf gear, golf balls. Shoes, like golf shoes are like $220, but I'm not going to go with Titleist. I also really want to go with like Lululemon.
All right.
What? I love that store.
The clothing.
And it's so expensive.
Sponsors, you're going with Lululemon.
Dude, and if I get married, you know how happy my wife would be? If I'm sponsored by Dusty. Lululemon. Have you seen their clothes? Have you worn their joggers? Have you worn their drawers?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, dude, it's nice and it's expensive. They just put a store in Lee's Summit. It's simply too good. And
here's my problem with that, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
You're limiting yourself to a specific type of clothing apparel.
I don't buy clothes ever.
Well, if I'm gonna do that
they got
though,
jackets.
I'm
they
gonna
got
go
sweaters.
Nike or Adidas or something. So you have all, clothes, you have shoes, you have hats.
Yeah.
Sports equipment. Mm. There's such a plethora that you could pick from.
That's what my stepmother Mary said. She said she was gonna go with Nike.
Lululemon is too specific. Mm. Not to mention, Dusty.
But I didn't say I was gonna
take
do
your
it.
Man card, man.
No way, dude. I knew a lot of people were gonna roll their eyes with it. Have you not worn their clothes?
Just a little respect for you, man.
Mm.
All love till that point. I'm also thinking maybe like a BP, a gas station of some kind. You know, free gas for life is always it's always a plus.
Yeah. But my winner, the one that I chose, is the best of it all.
Okay.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay. Why is that?
Everything you want that you could think about is at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I would be their best person.
But here's the problem
you
with
get
that.
Ray-Bans. You get sports equipment. You get Patagonia. You get North Face. You get golf gear. You get exercise gear. You get baseball, basketball, hockey, pickleball,
anything. I don't think
anything.
That's how it works, though. They're not going to give you – how are you representing their brand wearing other brands? They're going to make you wear Dick's apparel. You're going
to
walk around
think
with
about
Dick's
one.
All over your pants and your shirts.
That's fine. As long as it's like Nike. I shop
a
at
Nike
their
branded
store.
Dick shirt. That's
they
what you're going to wear.
But they get a profit of them
Pun
selling that stuff
that,
in
the
their. I know they get stuff by selling that stuff in their store. You know what I like? I like shopping at Dick's Sporting Goods. Why do I like Dick's Sporting Goods? Because it's diverse. I can go on a hiking trip with my outfits, or I can go play a round of pickleball, or I can go on a nice jog with the lovely lady, or I can go play golf again. It doesn't really matter. I get all my stuff at Dick's. Nike, Bad Birdie, anything you want. Travis Matthew. That's just a lot of golf gear that I'm laming. But Dick's Sporting Goods, baby.
Right, you just told me, even though I don't think that's how it works, but this is your scenario, so it's your world. I'm living in it. So, okay.
913-586-7610. If you could be sponsored by any company, who would it be? Kevin Harrison said Amazon.
I mean, that's a solid pull, too. Yeah. I mean, it's almost better than Dick's.
Right. Somebody said Culver's. I feel that.
You eat Culver's the rest of your life, though?
Somebody goes, Taco Bell, no question. But they have to always carry the rolled chicken tacos and bring back the Taco Light from the 80s. Taco Light.
Yeah, they got to bring back that double decker.
What they really need to start doing is understanding that when you order DoorDash Taco Bell and you put that you want hot sauce packages, put them in the damn bag.
True.
There is nothing worse than a naked taco from Taco Bell. Sometimes all I want is just two soft tacos. That's like my cigarette when I'm hammered.
Just two.
I want like soft two. I want like two soft tacos and a bean burrito.
So
no onion.
So basic.
Yeah, but I don't want That's a whole so lot. I'm not what I used to be, and I don't really eat a whole lot of fast food. So if I'm gonna have a little bit of a slip, like I was on the patio for a while and I need to go to bed, but I need to eat something. DoorDash, Taco Bell, two soft tacos, maybe.
Is that even worth it? You're probably paying four times the price for a bean burrito
it's
and
like,
two soft
it's
tacos.
It's like $14 with everything included tip-wise. It's worth it when you're hungry and you can't drive.
I ain't lying.
Somebody says Good Day Farm Cannabis. Well,
you know.
Titleist, free golf clubs, and golf balls for life. The thing why I didn't choose that is because, I don't know, man. It would be awesome to be sponsored by Titleist. Somebody says Nike. There's another one. I'd like to be sponsored by 610 Sports Radio so I can hang out with you guys anytime I want and the athletes you guys have access to. That from the 816.
Well, he might be sadly underwhelmed by that one.
What, the athletes?
We appreciate it. By us.
I don't know if it's the same one, but it says I'd like to be sponsored by this radio station so that I can hang out with you guys anytime I want and the athletes that you have access to. It might have been the same person. Sony, that'd be nice.
I'd take that.
Zynga Poker or Faded Spade or Snuther Poker related sponsor. Close and poker tourney buy-ins.
What about some type of credit card company?
They like just MasterCard?
Give you, yeah, they just like let you.
Visa.
You, like credit card, just run whatever you want
just
on there.
Just max it out. Bass Pro Shop for sure. From the 913. Yeah, like if you're a hunter or like you're an outdoorsman, Mossy Oak, Duluth, you know what I mean? I'd take a Zen sponsorship. Are you a 3 milligram or a 6 milligram? I need to ask. Asking for a friend.
I have no idea what that means.
But what
six sounds bigger than three, so I'll go with that.
So somebody gave me a 6 milligram Zen on the golf course one time, and I put it in my upper lip where you're supposed to put it. It's just like a, it's basically like the vape version of tobacco chewing. So it's like a non-tobacco, but tobacco, whatever. And I put it up in there.
Tobacco alternative?
Yeah. And I put a 6 milligram, like, wintergreen Zen in my lip, and I mean, it was like, whew. I was like, hello. I can smell the grass from 14 acres away.
I feel like that would make me throw up.
it was crazy. Oh, man. Six all day. There you go, man. You're stronger than I am. I'd be more of a 3MG guy. Sam's Club and sell what I don't use. That's nice. Costco?
Yeah,
Costco would be a good one.
Pretty diverse.
Hy-Vee would be a good one. Price Chopper would be a good one. Notable gold investments always have a gold bar on me. That'd be hilarious. Hey, you guys want to bet today? What do you want to bet? I don't know, 10, 15, 20 bucks? Drops a gold bar down.
Walmart. I mean, look, got their hands in everything, you know?
Dusty, you and Julio are my type of people. I would gladly hang with you.
I feel like we're pretty... We're pretty common
folk. Pretty relatable, down-to-earth individuals. Salt of the earth, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can get loud, but that's I think that comes with my territory.
Enjoyable, though.
Dusty, you might like John Campbell. One Believer disc. Find it on YouTube. Dan the Music Man. All right. Sure. Somebody says Stewie McBrews could sponsor me. That'd be nice. They should sponsor this show as much as I give them a shout out.
Yeah, and we haven't heard much of for any like liquor sponsors of any kind.
Yeah, Rob was saying that like Budweiser or like Miller Lite would take over. A lot of food. Southwest Airlines from the 816. You just fly anywhere you want anytime.
Whenever you want. I like that.
Can Airbnb be a sponsor?
That's solid too.
Lululemon? I'm telling you, man, you put a pair of Lululemon pants on,
you're not going to win this one, Dusty. You know?
Just saying. It's super nice. Caitlin Clark has 22 points.
It's getting there.
There's 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. We need her to get to 35. We need a 35. We need 13 more points. She scored that in one quarter. Out of left field question. If you get a one company sponsor you, who is it for your life? Somebody sent in one that was interesting. Where's it at? Why would I want to sponsor my life? Microsoft. It seems Windows as an operating system is the present and future. We're going to wind up paying a subscription for their services at some point. I want them paying for that service for me for life. Pam. Okay, that was some deep thought there, Pam.
It was. I'd go Google.
Somebody said Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, that's a good one. Yeah.
I don't know if I want a food sponsor.
Yeah, because then you're just...
I feel like I would get tired of it.
It's so small, yeah.
I feel like I would be like, I could have had so much more. Could have had a, you know, could have gone anytime I wanted to go get a pair of nice...
I feel like you're missing an obvious one here, Dusty. What's especially that? You. Something like DraftKings or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Can you just do unlimited bets? I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah. Somebody says sports clips. Never pay to get my cabbage trimmed ever again. Cabbage, I assume, means hair?
Never heard it referenced as cabbage, but...
You never heard of chest lettuce or chest cabbage? Like chest hair?
I've heard of hamburger meat.
Yeah, hamburger meat.
Taco meat, yeah. Not cabbage.
I love that the first sponsor of a life was Taco Bell, no questions asked. But...
Think bigger, guys.
That's right. That's the out of left field question tonight here on After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. The two of Sanchez, I'm Dusty Likens. Come up on the other side. The Chiefs made an acquisition today. Kind of funny. Certain players you don't really seem to get emotional about leaving the team in the future, but some you do. We digress. We talk about it on the other side. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio on a show that we call After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This kind of sounds like a Caribbean version of Beverly Hills Cop.
DeBarge, man. DeBarge.
I'm supposed to know this. Night.
When it feels like the world. Shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is.
Tap your toes over there.
Yeah, shaking. I know a place where we can dance the whole night. Nice. Electric stars. 913-586-7610. That's the text line. Yo, Dusty, you've been to Golf Ranch on 40 Highway yet? No. But I played in... Oh, yeah, I know the song now. I played golf in a tournament with, I think, the guys that were putting that together. They were good. They were good dudes. But I'm not opposed to it. I'd definitely go out there. It used to be Family Golf Park when I was a kid growing up in Blue Springs. Fun place. Probably the best driving range. They had bumper boats, which I don't think are a thing anymore.
Sounds like.
Yeah, dude.
Sounds like an insurance accident waiting to happen.
Oh, man, they were so awesome.
Right?
Yeah,
sounds
for sure.
Fun, though.
They were fun. Yeah, you'd go play miniature golf and then go play bumper boats. Yeah, that was like my childhood in Blue Springs growing up. Shout out Blue Springs Mo. Now our hometown, we reside in Lee Summit, but we used to live in Kansas in Blue Springs.
I want to talk about today's signing, right? Because you have your own take. And it sounded like, from what we gather, how do you say this guy's name? Is it Matt Araiza? Araiza?
Araiza.
Araiza.
Correct.
And the thing that's interesting is that the first thing I noticed was like, oh, that's a punter. I thought the Chiefs had a punter. And then you look into it and you think about, you know, you look at the semantics of the decision, and a lot of people, and people start to tweet and dive into it, and they say, well, Tommy Townsend, his agent is Drew Rosenhaus, and Drew Rosenhaus thinks that, you know, he can get his clients top dollar on everything and anywhere they want. And I also found it kind of interesting, because we talked about this last night, Chris Unicero and I, we were talking about how sometimes we get a little too connected. And I say we talk about fans. You get too connected to a team and forget that this is a business. And sometimes you got to trust, you know, who runs this operation in this business and know that it's been a pretty successful ride, right? You've now surpassed half of a decade of dominance. 6 years, six AFC championship games, four Super Bowls, three Super Bowl wins, three of those down by 10 points. 14 and like 48 are teams that have been down by that. Patrick Mahomes, 3-1. So it's weird. But you look at what this signing was, and you think about everybody that's got inside to the story, Drew Rosenhaus's agent, and it's interesting because, right, we're talking about the emotional side of it, how people are like, oh, I don't want to see Chris Jones go anywhere. You're a clown for saying that L'Jarius Sneed and McDuffie are just going to separate McDuffie. You're a clown for having that conversation. Somebody called me a clown on Sunday. They said, this is clown conversation. Thinking that McDuffie could just, you know, go over to the other side and take over. I was a clown for that. And that's fine. But Tommy Townsend, he's gone. It's like, eh, well, the hell with that guy. He had a bad season. He wasn't that great. This other guy, what do they call him? The punter god?
Punt god.
Punt god. And yes, we know that, he was the one that was tied to the allegations of, I believe it was rape at San Diego State. It was then he was taken out of that. They put together the case. They figured out all the things that went into it. And he was anointed or taken away from all those allegations. So he has nothing to do with that. So you can take that and go look up the details involved with that. They did all video research, time of everything, and he was not even remotely close as what they said into the reports. But anyways, Tommy Townsend, more than likely out. And when he is, it's like, eh, he's on that list of like, it doesn't matter. But it's interesting because now you might maybe have built your special teams up to have like the best kicker and the best punter in the NFL. Good chance of that.
I'd like to first take a moment to thank the Buffalo Bills yet again.
Yeah, they gave you Patrick Mahomes?
Yep, they gave us Patrick Mahomes, and now, not that it's a big deal, but he was as big as you can get as far as a punting prospect goes. But he is a legitimate weapon, or was at one point, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a year since he's punted.
Yeah.
In any type of professional league or college league kind of situation. But I would like to thank them for this wonderful gift.
They also gave you 13 seconds.
They also gave us they've given us a lot of great moments, right? Especially in the postseason.
An AFC championship.
Yep. Yep. So thank you for this. Mm-hmm. But look, special teams did help us win, right? The Super Bowl. I mean, that's throughout the playoffs showed to be a very vital part of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you can save $2-4 million, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, did he have his best year last year? No, but two seasons prior to that, the prior two seasons, he was
Tommy
excellent.
T, man.
He was excellent.
Tommy
so
T.
He's going to hit the free market as a free agent, and he is going to get paid.
Yeah.
There is no reason with trying to keep Chris Jones, figuring out what we're going to do with LJ. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for it. We need to save money wherever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means saving $2-4 million, you get what could be potentially one of the best punters in the league at a bargain bin price.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that's a no-brainer, man. I don't know why other teams weren't interested.
Yeah.
It's silly.
a lot of people bring up points on
Rich get richer.
On yeah, a lot of people bring up points on X and on the text line is if he can hold and he can kick, save the money. We know he can kick. It is true though. Like holding for Harrison Butker, who's slowly but surely making his way as the number one kicker in football. Still got Justin Tucker in the league, but obviously that'll soon change. Harrison Butker was nails this year. I think it was
historical year this year.
Didn't miss an extra point. Was he, 36 of 38 or something like that from field goals? Didn't miss one in the playoffs, went 7 of 7 in the playoffs, went 4 for
Money.
4. And that Miami game was a rock. New addition to the Chiefs. We can get back into something that we missed earlier on the other side. We got, Double J on the line? Is that who's we have a phone call? We don't get phone calls that often anymore. Do people still like us? Are you sure people still like us?
Let's ask him. You know?
He gets to join the Crown Jewel and Julio Sanchez. Double J, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, boys? Yeah, that sad to see Tommy Townsend go, but hey, I mean, we don't really punt. We got Mahomes. I mean, we'll be fine. We're going to be good. When you got 15, you always have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And hey, why not? Let's three-peat next year. And I'm excited for a little Royals baseball with the moves we made this year. Our starting pitching is going to be stellar this year. Michael Walker, Seth Lugo, Brady Singer. Let's go. Let's go. I'm excited to see what we're going to do this year. Mark my words, we're going to compete this year, and we might even win the division. So let's go, Royals. Boom. Hey, it's your time now. Chiefs just won a Super Bowl, so get us going again. Let's go. Thanks for taking the call. Now I'll listen off the air. Appreciate it, guys.
You bet, Double J.
Love Double J.
Unicero hates the nickname the Crown Jewel. Hates it.
I'm not. It sounds a little goofy. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't make it up.
But you've now incorporated
it. I can't help it. I have a hard time telling women no.
No means no, Dusty.
Because they don't talk to me. They don't talk to me a lot. I don't have a whole lot of action with women.
I don't know why that is, Dusty.
Why?
I don't know why that is. What's
busy guy?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, we do have awkward schedules when it comes to this.
I'll be home at 9:30. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'll be asleep already. Okay.
I get that every now and then. You know what I'm going to miss most about old Tommy T?
The hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That guy's got gorgeous hair.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous hair.
Luscious.
We should try to get him on the show tomorrow. You think he'd do it? Or you think he's like
not
on
after
vacation?
The news today.
Yeah.
Not after today.
Yeah. Do you think he'll be a Chief next year? Not anymore. I don't. Fair enough. Coming up on the other side. We'll talk about these Royals later on tonight. Did I just hit the dump button? I don't know if I hit. Did I hit? No, that's a cough button. Okay. First day in radio. I'm Dusty Likens. Thanks for listening to After Hours. But on the other side, Nick Sirianni. I know that's not Kansas City Chiefs news. I know that's not Kansas City Royals news. But when you can hear a funny story about Nick Sirianni and you can tie in an Andy Reid take with it, it's worth it. That's the kind of content you get on After Hours. It's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens. This, like I just said, is After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to After Hours. Shout out Mace. 913-586-7610. Dusty, have you ever played Falcon's Ridge? Yes, once. Oh, Falcon Lakes. Yes, did it once. Great course. A lot of those great courses, I've been lucky because I've been tagged along as a member of a group in a scramble. Did see a funny story today. Again, I don't know how much truth it is. We are in a sad time.
Is it just, you know, it's a slow moving time for sports. No baseball really has started, although baseball is going to be played on this airwaves tomorrow. I believe it, what, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 2 o'clock. So you get like an hour of the drive, and then I'll slide in at 6 o'clock and we'll start our after hour show. 816, don't let them dim your shimmer, Mr. Crown Jewel. You tell him, text line.
It's well played.
You tell well played. Him. You tell him, text line. 913-586-7610. God, I love the people. One thing I wanna talk about is this story. Cause you remember Sirianni, right?
How can you forget him? Walking up the tunnel screaming.
Fans, you like that? See ya.
He's got such a punchable face.
Yeah, very just not a good guy. You know, kind of a loose cannon, kind of a child, a man child, right? I think it's fair to say that just because of the way he acted, the way the season ended. And this story came out about Nicky Sirianni. And I find this funny, right? You remember Philadelphia's like bodyguard guy that got suspended from the sidelines because he was getting in fights with players and trying to be that guy, that big Philly guy, Big Dom is what they call him. They said that Big Dom's absence from the Eagles sidelines affected head coach Nick Sirianni in a negative way down the stretch of the team's season, per Real ID Gunn. Okay, Derek Gunn, a co-host of Sports Take on JAKIB Sports Wisconsin's. Or that's he just calls himself Wisconsin's finest. Big Dom reportedly helped Sirianni keep his emotions in check. Sirianni has was involved in numerous arguments with players, coaches during games in his absence. I'm sorry, but if you're a grown-ass man and you need another grown-ass man to tell you when to calm down or when to be...
to manage your emotions?
A respectful person and manage your emotions, you're not going to make it in the NFL as a coach, as a player, as a... husband, as anybody. Because there's one thing that I definitely don't do, and that is I would never, and I mean ever, shout and raise my voice in an argument with a significant other or anybody else. I'm just not that guy. I'll just sit there and be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you being this way? And Nick Sirianni, who is what would appear an emotional wreck on the sidelines and needs a Big Dom security guard to keep him in check, lets you know that franchise is screwed. That franchise got a taste of what it's like to get to the Super Bowl. They had a 10-point lead, and then it was washed away from them. How you doing? By the Chiefs. Then they got to beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and we got to see Nick Sirianni come out of his shell and become this antic, you know, emotional wreck of a person inside the tunnel, knowing, because he had been here before, knowing that if he were to do that outside, chances are he's not going to like what's going to happen next. So he does it in a tunnel in a coward's way. And then we find out that the absence without his big bad security guard, Big Dom, he was getting into with players and coaches and wasn't himself because he didn't have his babysitter with him. I'm sorry, if you're a grown man, grown ass man, and you can't control your emotions in the toughest of times, I believe, I'm going to ruin this this quote, but I believe it was Martin Luther King that says, don't judge a man's character when things are going well, judge him when they're going wrong. That's when you see the right side of someone's true character. Nick Sirianni is the definition of that quote. When things were going wrong and everything was getting turned around Philadelphia, he loses his cool. He's not your leader. Nick Sirianni will be fired before the 12th week of the season next year.
They made a mistake bringing him back this year.
They had to do it with a general manager. Like, they had to have, what's his name? Roseman, right?
Yes.
They'd have him sit next to him.
That's insane.
This guy's a child. Some of you ladies out there, you're married to this type of guy, or you've been in a relationship with this type of guy. An unstable, emotional loser. That's what Nick Sirianni is. You need someone to control 100%. You and check you. What are you doing? Well, like, I just don't get it. Like, You're getting into it with your players. You're supposed to be a leader. You're getting into it with your coaches. And the only reason you're doing that is because you don't have your mental support pillow there. That's another human being.
He's tough. Just he's very immature. How he got that job to begin with, I'm not even sure. He didn't have really the credentials to be hired as a head coach.
Nick Sirianni has a service human. Some people have service dogs because they need them. You know, they're emotionally unstable, so they need that dog with them. Nick Sirianni is a supportive human. That's a red flag. That's a giant red flag. He'll be fired before week 12 next year.
100%. Yep.
Doesn't it make you appreciate having guys like Andy Reid as your head coach? Now I get it. Andy Reid is much older, much more experienced, but never in Andy Reid's career was it ever like this. Like, Philly let Andy Reid go, and now this guy takes over?
I mean,
and I know that he's been after Andy Reid for some time, but still, like, this is who you put your trust in?
I mean, you saw Andy Reid on the sidelines get, for all intents and purposes, pushed by Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl and not lose his cool. What do you think would have happened if that was Sirianni?
Oh, gosh, he'd have cried.
Right? He would have either cried or it would have been a fight.
Right.
One or the other.
Yeah. And just, I don't get it, man. Somebody says he needs an emotional support animal. How dare they take him away from the sideline? Well, that guy shouldn't have been a supportive guy anyway because he got in a fight with another team. I don't. Philadelphia's a mess, man. Love to see it. And especially after you.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. 913 says Nick Sirianni got that job because he played rock, paper, scissors and won.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, wrong answers only. How did Nick Sirianni get the head coaching job in Philadelphia? We wrap this show up with my final thoughts on the other side of this break. I can't believe 9 o'clock's already here. Fast night. Fast night. Nick Sirianni got the job in Philadelphia. How? Wrong answers only. Plus, my final thoughts on After Hours and 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Nine 1 3 5 8 6 7 6 10. Sirianni got the job in Philadelphia because how? Didn't say bro 20-plus times in his interview from the 816. That was from the 913 from the 816. Philly has no idea how lucky they got winning a Super Bowl with Andy's team with Peterson. Karma is hitting them hard. Fair enough. Shoot. I think Caitlin Clark's night's over. Yep, it is. We didn't hit another bet. Man, we are in a bad spot. Anyways. Somebody says he beat Howie Roseman at Rochambeau. South Park reference. Oh, I get it. What's Rochambeau, Cartman? Okay. I kick you as hard as I can in the nuts, and if you don't fall down, you get to kick me, and I get to go first. Why do you get to go first?
How do you know that word for word?
Ah,
you know?
Man.
Good,
I was just,
good for you.
I was
you
a know? I was a bad kid from like 16 to 26. For that 10-year, that decade, that was not a good version of Dusty Likens.
Not a big South Park guy, you know?
Yeah, I kind of was just because I looked past the cartoon and kind of like understood the references. Like when they made fun of Kanye West, it was hilarious. I also love The Cure. Their like biggest fan is Robert Smith, who's the lead singer of The Cure, and their favorite band is The Cure. Plus, I'll never forget the look on my parents' face when we watched Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. And they're like, really? Okay. Go monitor the television. My final thoughts tonight here on After Hours, thanks to Julio Sanchez, thanks to all of you listening, thanks to the text line 913-586-7610. My final thoughts, don't always forget what got you there. And this is KFC. And I know there's a lot of people like that. I didn't think that was going to be the topic that you were going to go with. But I don't know if you saw this, Julio. KFC has a new menu item. And it's called the Cheeza, or the Chiza, or the Sheeza.
Yeah.
It is a chicken pizza, and it starts next week. And it looks like what they have done is flattened a processed chicken breast, put marinara sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on it, and cut it into four pieces, and it's basically a fried chicken pizza. What are we doing here?
Yep. That's what it is.
The Colonel is rolling in his grave. What are we doing? What are we doing here? We doing fried chicken pizza? Why don't you just stick with fried chicken, original and extra crispy? Imagine what people's backlash was in the 50s
when they were like, oh, you're going to go to Extra Crispy outside of Ridgeland? I don't know about that. I'll tell you this.
I don't know. This is a big leap right here.
This is huge.
This is a big leap.
This is bigger than when they tried that nasty-ass chicken burger where it was like two chicken fried chicken things with sauce and pepper jack cheese in the middle.
I mean, no. This is
this is tough.
This is McDonald's lobster roll.
They did that?
Level. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is like McDonald's McRib.
Well,
hamburgers
know,
got you there, not McRib.
On the
no,
McRib, you know?
No, dude.
Put a little respect on that.
No, there are fake rib bones in there.
Yeah, that's true.
To make it look like it's a rib.
True. They are molded.
I don't need that.
It's molded, mechanically separated.
Why do fast food joints?
Whatever kind of meat.
Like we need more. Just stick to your roots. Why is Sonic doing a pulled pork cheeseburger? In your life.
It's disgusting.
And I'm not taking shots at fast food restaurants. I'm having questions. I'm asking questions. Why are you going away from what makes you great? Right?
Maybe because they're not so great anymore. So you got to grasp for something.
I feel like they are.
You know?
I feel like they are. I mean.
I feel like Popeyes is taking that market.
And see, Popeyes never really does anything egregious.
No?
They might add like shrimp.
One of the best chicken sandwiches, you know?
Insanely good. There in Chick-fil-A, I don't know which one I choose. Depends on the day. Did I just get laid? I'll go to Popeyes. Has it been a month? I'll go to Chick-fil-A. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But why do we do this? A cheesa? A chicken pizza? Like, the most you see, like, Pizza Hut get outside the box is they do, like, a Nashville hot honey pizza. But that's not too uncommon. They just hadn't done it yet.
It's like Pepsi. They just did, like, a mango Pepsi. Like, too far. It's unnecessary. Unnecessary.
816. All press is good press, boys. Fair enough. Fair enough. Because, like, now you know the next food review. Because I am one of those people that I will watch food reviews on Instagram reels until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And not sure why. I just can't turn it off. And now we're going to get that person. Cause like I had what I've seen on a food review happened to me today. Somebody told me watching food reviews that at Jersey Mike's, you're supposed to get a side of the Chipotle mayo, dump it on your wrapper and drag your sandwich through it for the bite. I did it. It was amazing. I'll never turn away from it. Club sub, Mike's way, no onion, add pickle, add jalapeno, side of Chipotle mayo, scoop and eat. So good. No chips, just sandwich.
Yeah, I need some crunch. Chips on the sandwich.
You know? I want the crunch.
That's
but
how
it's,
it goes.
It's shaping season, right? We're getting ready to hit that summer. We gotta cut some things out. If I'm gonna go Jersey Mike's, I gotta go without the chips. The other thing that we mentioned was, man, I feel bad for. Sometimes I feel bad for celebrities' children, and this one was Charlie Woods today, who was heckled. Who was mobbed, and I understand there's a lot of people that say, hey, look, he has to expect this. His dad's Tiger Woods. He might have to expect it, but he doesn't deserve it. He shot an 85 or an 86 today in a pro qualifier. Again, he's still a young teenager. Yes, his dad is Eldrick Tiger Woods. But don't be those people, right? When his ball goes in the rough, don't go grab it. Let the kid play golf. You know? We don't need to be those people. We understand that he's going to have that pressure. Like, he hasn't even played a PGA Tour tournament by himself yet. And we already kind of see the bad things that are going to come with this. He's not Tiger Woods. He's not his father. He's never going to be his father. Let him play golf. Don't heckle the kid. Don't swarm the kid. He's still a kid. Sometimes we forget about that, right? In any circumstances, leave the kids alone. And little Charlie, probably going to be a great PGA Tour golfer. I'd probably put the over of 2.5 majors on his resume. I'd take the over. But, man, just bad to see how certain people are in this world when that sort of stuff happens. Because you do hate to see it, man. It's one of those things that when you read the reports of what it is and you know, what people do just to get a little shot at a chance to be noticed, Kind of sad. Church's spicy chicken is the best. Dot, dot, dot. Until the next morning. Raising Cane's. Got the same menu since birth.
Not a big Raising Cane's fan.
Love Raising Cane's. Nah, I love it.
That's all right.
It's simply too
good. I feel like they're very overpriced for what you get.
They're chicken fingers.
It's not rocket science.
You put that chicken strip in between that. You know who has really good chicken strips? Dairy Queen. White peppered gravy, Texas toast, great fries. Gravy. Don't sleep on it. It's like a beak on your show. It brings variety and something that's already good. There you go. I'm Dusty Liggins. It's Julio Sanchez. Like I say every night, go do nice things for people. It could change their day, week, month, or year. You never know. Be kind. It's cool to care. Be safe. And be kind, Kansas City. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here on After Hours of 610 Sports Radio. Good night.
Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Liggins on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.